Would you use breast for a man too?
That's his chest.
Okay. These are my
shoulders.
Any terms to refer to a person who's left-handed?
Do you have any term for it?
Yeah, do you call anybody, you just say he's left-handed?
Yeah, I use left-handed.
There's not any?
One hand, use more than another, I call him left-handed.
This whole thing is
your leg.
And this is my
foot.
All right, and I have two.
2 feet.
Okay, this part of a person's leg.
Calf of your leg.
All right, now, what's the back part then? Is that the calf?
Well, I don't know. I call the whole thing here, up here. From here up here, I call all this your calf, your leg, up to your knees.
Fine. If a man is down on his haunches, what's that like? You don't have to show me, but tell me.
He's on his hunker. He's squatting down, sitting down on his leg, on his knees, from down here on down on his leg. He's sitting down on his hunker, that's what I said.
All right, now, are his knees sticking up in the air?
Yes, he's squatting now, you know, with his knees sticking straight out in front of him. He's sitting
straight
on his
out
hunker.
Front of
him. He's sitting on his hunker again.
His rear is not on the ground.
No, he ain't on the ground.
His feet are on the ground, and he's kind of balanced. When I say the word common to you, if I say he's a common person, is that good or bad?
That's not good, neither bad about him.
Neither one?
Yes, neither one. This the shape and the condition he's in. He's just a common person. That means ordinary. He's not out of bounds. He's not out of bounds at all. He's not over bounds.
Just a working ordinary. Man or ordinary?
Ordinary is what I say.
Okay. If you're talking about an old person who gets around a lot and is very active, you might say, she's really?
She gets around mighty spry.
That's terrific. A person who isn't careful is?
Careless. Don't care.
All right. If you have someone that's a little strange, he acts a little funny. You say, he's kind of...
He's kind of crazy. He's awful. He foolish or something like that.
Would you ever say he's kind of queer?
Crazy?
Queer? Would you ever say queer?
Queer.
Now you wouldn't say that in that?
You did.
All right. If you're trying to tell somebody to do something and they don't want to and they're determined, they're like a mule, they're determined not to, you might say, don't be so...
Silly, so crazy or something like that.
How about stubborn or...
Don't be so stubborn, don't be something like that.
Ever say pig-headed or...
Don't be mule-headed or something like that.
Okay, if you get angry very easily, you'd say that person is very...
That person sure is quick at getting mad, he fools us. He hangs so quick, he's just numb.
Is he touch? Would you ever say touches?
Touches. Crutches, yeah. Don't get so crutches, yeah. Sometimes I use that word.
Is that mean?
That means you get mad, you know. Don't be so crutches. That means you done got mad right quick.
Oh, that's terrific. I hadn't heard that word either. What are some words that you use when you're really tired, like I'm sure you are right now? You'd say, I'm just...
Broke down.
Terrific. Okay, I have talked so long that I'm getting...
Tired, my throat done got sore.
When you say, can't talk very well, you say I'm really...
Getting holes.
All right. And a person who has a cold sometimes has
coughing, snuffing, sneezing.
All right, if you get up in the morning, say you got up yesterday morning and you were coughing and your nose was running, you'd say, boy, I must have...
I got a bad cold, I'm taking a cold, fresh cold.
Okay. A person who was well yesterday and isn't today, you say, well, she sick.
Someone got sick, fell sick last night.